Right, okay, here we are just outside the Southleaf Parish Church Wolves today, and there's a small gathering of people who are interested in finding out a little bit more about the Fourth Energy Biomass proposals. And I'm here with somebody who's already been into the exhibition, and we're just interested in getting your thoughts of the experience.
Well, I felt a little oppressed because I was approached immediately and sort of talked at in a and when you afterwards if you have any questions, and I didn't feel as I was being allowed to just walk in and take it in for myself. I, as someone who is whose life is based around reading, I felt that I was being given information that could be translated in several different ways, and possibly was obfuscation and possibly was a load of old codswallop. There's bound to be some truth in it somewhere, but it was impossible to decide what layer it lay in.
Excellent. Well, thanks very much. In your view, do you think Fourth Energy should get permission to build a plant on the docks?
Gut instinct, no.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Cheers.
That does make sense. I mean, my big issue then, all right, the bigger issue for me is that we actually leave our most precious resources in the hands of business, in the hands of the market. And as a result, because they're just interested in profit ultimately, they squander those resources. And we already see the evidence in terms of the planet. Now, this is being put forward as if it's going to be good for the environment. It's being put forward as if it's going to be a positive thing for the environment. They're not talking about ultimately about the massive profits that they're going to make out of it and the real agenda. And of course, because we're in such a terrible time at the moment with the cuts, you know, people are going to be much more encouraged by the issues around jobs, the creation of jobs. But as Matt has just pointed out to me, what they're talking about there is 300 to 500 jobs in the short term, but actually only 45 jobs in the long term. So even in terms of jobs, and some of the environmental risks that I've heard about really frighten me as someone who already has a breathing issue. That really...
Well, it can be quite
really
hard,
worries me.
Quite hard to
the
get.
The level and the chimneys that they've got there, that just shows you the toxic fumes has to get above a certain level. Yeah. It just shows you straight away.
Yeah. And how have you found the information in the exhibition? Have you found it to be helpful or informative? Or
It's not providing any further information than is already available. However, the information that is available is very limited and very pointed towards support of the biomass use of fuel. So, and I find that very unhelpful for my purposes in terms of deciding whether it's good or bad. So,
one of the things,
I knew as soon as I heard about it.
It might have been really good to have actually had that sort of comparison, a comparison between what their arguments are and the comparison of arguments like, you know, organisations that are questioning the environmental impact. You know, because that's clearly the most important issue. Them promoting it as an environmental good, and in fact, what I'm hearing from others is that in fact it's an environmental disaster on just about every level, with very little ultimate value or benefit to people of Leith. My feeling.
Well, I mean, certainly the view of Green and Leith is that we need to have independent research which is commissioned by the Scottish Government. Because I think, as you say, a lot of people are frankly confused about what the real story is.
Yeah, they could end up with less jobs in Leith.
And the thing that I don't understand is that here in Scotland we've got a tradition caring for the environment and using renewable energy, and by that I mean the hydroelectric system that we have, and I just can't understand why we're not focusing on more of that rather than this, which
projects
has a questionable at least you know, value. There is no question in relation to hydro.
It is
an eco-friendly means of producing power. Why aren't we focusing on that?
Did you ask the guys at Fourth Energy that question?
Nobody's made themselves available to myself or made me feel as if I could Well, for example, there's a guy standing there, and he's making no effort whatsoever to engage with me or anybody else.
And they're all in suits, which is immediately puts you off talking to them, I think, because it's quite intimidating, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, thanks very much for your thoughts. I really appreciate it. Cheers. I should just confirm for the records that you do all live in Leith, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. We just live just down the road. We both live, we live very close to
exactly,
them.
Exactly.
But that in itself...
So we have spoken. We have got three representatives of Leith.
Yeah. Although that in itself, the fact of living in Leith, it's definitely, as far as I'm concerned, not a NIMBYism thing for me.
Anywhere in the world.
I would be quite happy, if it was a positive, valuable initiative, then I would fully support it.
Yeah.
But I'm actually scared. Uh-huh. That's the point.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Cheers.